Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Lamar Jackson posts on social media that he requested a trade from the Ravens back on March 2nd.
I don't understand what he's doing. Like, why
March 7th is when they place the non-franchise tag on him.
Yeah, what are you, like, why are you doing this? Are you trying to shame Baltimore? Is this some sort of PR move? Like, you said you requested a trade. They have the transition tag on you, so you're free to go get any offer you want. As of right now, as far as anyone knows, there is no offer out there. So, and you have multiple teams just basically saying, we're not going to engage in this. The New York Jets came out today and said it, that, you know, as much as we love Lamar, we think he's a great player, it's not an option for us. Like, no one seems
they're going to get Rodgers.
Yeah, but I mean, no
That's
one really,
easy for them to say.
No one really seems that interested in this. I mean, you've got some teams, apparently Meek Mill is reaching out on half of Lamar Jackson, saying that it is New England an option, it's Indy an option.
Tennessee,
you know, if you want to do Atlanta, Miami, one of Miami's safeties today was lobbying for Lamar Jackson to be a Dolphin, which is awkward because they just picked up to his fifth year. So that's
weren't they sniffing around Lamar several years ago or
well,
was that last year?
Yeah, there was some talk, but remember they lost their first round pick in the whole Flores deal. So they don't have that first round pick and it's going to take two. So they don't have that, and it doesn't sound like they're that interested. They weren't going to pick up Tua's fifth year's options and then go after Lamar. So you keep hearing Indy maybe as a possible destination, but there just really isn't a market out there right now. So this idea that, you know, trade me. Well, who do you what trade value do you want out there? Because right now the trade value is two firsts. You get two firsts and you've got Lamar Jackson. The problem is, it's not the two firsts. The problem is,
you got to pay him.
You got to pay him.
So if he gets dealt to Indy and Indy's like, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Then he's in the same place with Indy, right?
Well, but they can't trade him because he's not even
a Raven.
You can't trade him. So the only thing you could do was to sign him to a contract and then have that contract traded, which makes no sense because you could just sign him to an offer sheet and then have Baltimore not match it and they'd get the 2-1s.
So if he gets traded, he has to sign with Baltimore.
Yeah. He's a free agent. He's on the tag.
Okay, so he doesn't have to sign. If he's free agent, if he gets traded, he can sign with Indy.
But well, no, because
and then Indy can give him compensation for it.
So he is a non-exclusive tagged player.
So he has to sign that,
yes,
in order to play for Baltimore.
Yes.
And he has not signed it.
He has not signed it.
And he doesn't want to.
He does not.
So is he going to hold out then?
That's an option. He can just sit there. But
what happens if he holds out?
Nothing. He can just sit there and
not get paid.
Not get paid. But he can't get fined either.
Well,
because
he ain't doing that.
So he can just sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait. But he cannot be traded. Right now, he is a free agent just floating in the wind right now. So this idea of trade me, Baltimore can't. You are tagged. He said, I want to be traded on March 2nd. They tagged him on the 7th. So then they had 5 days to trade him. They're not going to do that. And so now they're saying, go. Basically what Baltimore is doing at this point is saying, look, we offered you. By the way, this is according to Lamar Jackson. He tweeted this. Lamar said, basically, I need an agent, 3 years, $130 million, fully guaranteed. I need an agent, like, ha, ha, ha. He tweeted that out.
What did he mean by that?
Assuming that Baltimore offered him that, why do I need an agent when I'm being offered this? That's his own words.
Well, then take it.
But that's about 43 and some change a year, guaranteed. It's more guaranteed money than Russ. It's more guaranteed than Kyler Murray. But it's only 43 a year, and it sounds like he wants 50, and it sounds like he wants 5 years. And no one, including Baltimore, is willing to even budge on that. So I don't know. It's just bizarre.
So if the Colts, because I just saw a thing I'm watching this women's game here, and on the bottom, on the, what do they call it, the little scroll thing on the bottom?
Yeah,
on ESPN,
the ticker.
Chris Ballard's quote popped up there, and he said they will do their due diligence on a Lamar Jackson trade. He's the GM of the Colts.
Yes.
So if the Colts decide that they want to trade for Lamar Jackson,
yes,
the contract that Lamar would sign with Baltimore would be a part of that negotiation.
Yes.
I mean, like, Indy would have a say in that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Wow.
Knowing that you're basically negotiating, saying, hey, you get this done and we'll trade. And the only thing would be they wouldn't like the compensation. I guess the only reason you would do this is, A, the compensation would be less or more than the two first round picks.
Yeah.
Or that you would be afraid that Baltimore would match the offer. Because with the transition tag right now, and this is one of those things you hear, is some teams are like, I don't buy this. I'm not writing the contract out for Baltimore knowing that they're going to match. So there would have to be some sort of agreement that, hey, we're going to work out this deal and you aren't going to match. And if Baltimore says, great, we'll take our first, you know, two picks, or they come up with some other form of compensation. Because that's where it stands right now, is that if he signs the offer sheet from the Colts and Baltimore doesn't match it, he goes to Baltimore. That contract is what it is. And then the next two ones for Baltimore go to, or the next two ones from Indy go to Baltimore.
So if he signs the offer sheet, they can then trade him on that deal?
Yes.
That's probably what would happen, right? Because then the Colts would, at that point, take over the long-term negotiations.
Yes.
With Lamar.
Yes. Because then
can they tag him next year then, and that, the season after?
Well, they wouldn't, because they'd sign a long-term extension.
So they would only trade for him
with an extension.
Okay, so they wouldn't trade for him with the tag.
Well,
deal.
In order to do this with the tag, the Indy would have to draw up an offer sheet that Baltimore wouldn't match. That offer sheet is not going to be for 1 or 2 years. It'll be for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Years.
So you say, all right. So he would play on the tag. Well, he wouldn't play on the tag. He'd play on the offer sheet match.
The
okay.
only place...
So he doesn't get traded if he signs the offer sheet.
Yep.
They can't then trade him to Indy?
Not after a certain point. I know it's weird and kind of convoluted. So the offer sheet that he signs with any team. So right now, Baltimore has already put the tag on him. So these are Lamar's options. Try to make this as simple as possible, right? He signs the tag with Baltimore and plays out this year on $32 million.
Okay.
Now, once he signs that, they have until a certain point in this summer to negotiate a long-term deal. So let's say he signs the tag with Baltimore and he shows up to OTAs and all of that stuff. They have a certain point before the season where they can negotiate a long-term deal. If that deadline passes, the only option he has is to play that 1 year on the $32 million tag with Baltimore. They cannot negotiate again until the next offseason. So that's option one. Option two is he goes and takes an offer from any other team, Indy, Washington, whatever. They write up a contract for Lamar Jackson. They say, great, here's 4 years. Here's $170 million guaranteed. This is our offer. And then Lamar takes that back to Baltimore and they have the right to match it. And immediately he becomes a Baltimore Raven at that contract price. Boom, there you go. No questions asked. He's a Baltimore Raven for the next 4 or 5 years. Or Baltimore says, great, we don't want that. It's too expensive for us. We're not interested. And they get 2 first-round picks from whatever team signed Lamar to that offer sheet. And then he becomes property of that team for that contract.
Okay.
Those are his options.
Jesus.
Or he can just sit on his hands and say, I'm not going to do anything and try to hold out.
How did it not leak that he requested a trade way back in early March? I mean, that's amazing that didn't get out.
Did it? I mean, but remember, this is coming from one man who's negotiating by himself, and quite frankly, he's...
Although, maybe that's it. It's just he doesn't have an agent, and agents are the ones who
leak
and
stuff.
So
he didn't want it out there. He didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, I mean, if he did want it out there, he should have said something.
Yeah.
Or, the team could have leaked it, too.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be in their best interest to leak it, because then teams that would maybe wanting to negotiate with him would have more leverage on Baltimore.
Yeah.
If they knew he requested a trade. Yeah.
This whole thing has just
been... So the Colts now, if the Colts were interested in Lamar, they have more leverage now than they did 2 weeks ago.
I would think.
Because they know he requested out of there.
Yeah, they know that by leaking this, the only thing I can think of is that Lamar is basically trying to damage this relationship so much that going back to Baltimore isn't really an option.
So his idea of leaking it or putting it out there is to allow for Indy or whomever steps up to get a better deal. In other words, it entices them to step up and make a move for him.
And the idea that whatever you offer me, Baltimore isn't going to match. There is a real feeling out there that no team wants to look like a fool and offer Lamar a big contract just to have Baltimore match it. And so I think maybe Lamar and his people are trying to say, hey, we don't want to be here. They don't want me here. This thing's ugly. Come and get me and Baltimore won't match. But at the end of the day, I really don't think he's going to get much better. If that contract that he tweeted out is true.
3 and 130.
3 and 130, which is a 43 and some change. And you probably could have gotten that up realistically with let's say 45 a year.
Dude, if you're Indy, why would you not give him that?
Well, if he turned it down in Baltimore, would he turn it down in Indy?
Well, if he wants out of there.
It's possible. To me, I do that. But I'm not doing more than 3 years. This is a guy who has some serious concerns about durability. He's missed the last 5 games in the year, the last 2. He's a running quarterback. He's not a pocket quarterback. There are durability concerns there with any running quarterback. And the idea of giving him a fully guaranteed 4 or 5 year deal, or the idea of giving him $50 million, if he was willing to accept that offer, 3 at 30 or 3 at 135, 140, I think a deal could get done. But I really think that he has just dug in his heels at this point, and he, despite what his people are saying, I think he wants $50 million. I think he wants $50 million, and I think he wants it fully guaranteed, and there's not a team in the NFL that's going to budge. Because it's not about just giving up 2 ones. If it's just 2 ones, teams would do it. It's 2 ones, and it's giving a buttload of money to a player that, whether you like it or not, NFL teams right now don't believe that they can count on you at the end of the year. And availability is the best ability. And right now, the NFL does not believe that Lamar Jackson is going to be available on a regular basis at the end of the year. And you can't give a guy $50 million for 4 and 5 years with that hanging over your head.
Fascinating situation. I don't remember another one like it.
No, this is
really wild.
This is beyond unique.
MVP,
especially with that representation stuff. It's so bizarre because of the wrinkle that it provides for. I mean, it feels like it's totally icy because you don't have this media area that's usually there.
Well, yeah. And anytime you get into this sort of stuff, you know, personal feelings get hurt. Look, I look. This is a legit thing. If I'm the Baltimore Ravens, I can easily come to the negotiating table with Lamar and say, look, man. Like we're a pretty smart, frugal organization. We win. We build through defense. We have a good run game. We try to give you a good team around, and we try to be financially responsible. We love you. You're 40. I think he's like 45 and 16 as a starter. He's won like 75% of his games. Like, dude, we love you. Like, we built our entire offense around you. Like, we want to do everything we can. But if we give you $50 million. We can't put a great team around you. And if we give you $50 million and we do it for 5 years and you get hurt like you have the last 2 years, our team is screwed because we already have enough holes in it. So we can't do that. We can't do that for you. We have to protect ourselves in some way. And that is a very legitimate argument, one that I agree with. But on the flip side of things, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I can sit there and look at it and be like, Daniel Jones is getting paid $40+ million. Kyler Murray is getting paid $40+ million. Derek Carr is getting paid $40+ million. And look at these donkeys. These guys aren't even 500 quarterbacks. I win 75% of my games. I'm 26. I'm an MVP. What the hell? You want me to take $42 million? You want me to take Derek Carr money? Like I'm
Derek Carr's at 37 and a half.
37?
By the way.
For his average?
Yeah. For the new one.
What's
Jones is at 40.
40.
Dak's at 40.
Yeah.
Then you have, well, Kyler's at 46.
There you go. So
Dangerous at 49.
Yeah, he's looking at this saying, really? come on. This is ridiculous. Look at what I'm worth. And I understand that. But this is why it's such an ugly thing. And then you throw in the fact that there's no intermediary, there's no agent. It's just two guys yelling at each other at a table, and Lamar, I think, has handled this really poorly. And you see where you just have heels dug in, and I don't see where there is a good there's a good middle ground here, because the good middle ground, honestly, was the 3 years, $100 million, and he said no to it.
The middle ground can be met if you have an agent, if you have somebody who can calmer heads prevail and can operate on your behalf. He doesn't have that.
No.
By the way, Deshaun Watson, $46 million, too.
Fully guaranteed.
Yeah,
and
so Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray are both at $46 million. Yeah. I know, he does have a point.
That's his point. But remember, I don't care what anyone says. How much are you worth?
Me? Oh, millions.
Oh. We're all worth the same thing, and that is what? What the market
bears. Somebody will pay.
And right now, the market is telling Lamar Jackson,
not
whether
millions.
You want to hear it or not, your market is not $50 million, despite what you think.
All right, a fun with sports audio segment is coming up next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.